Describe an interesting old person you have met, IELTS speaking cue card. Describe an interesting old person you have met, sample answer 1. Introduction. I have had many interactions and meetings with elderly people during my life, but one stands out and deserves special attention. Who is this person? She is Mrs. Anuradha Mishra, who is a 69 years old lady and lives 3 houses next to my house. How did you meet him, / how do you know him? We grew close after I met her last year during the Diwali festival that happened in our colony. What do you do with this person? I usually go for an evening walk with her on weekends. Why did you find this person interesting? She is an interesting person for a variety of reasons. To start, she has very little in her possession and leads a basic lifestyle. She is a simple lady and lives a very normal life. Apart from this, she is also kind-hearted and generous and tries to serve society as much as possible. Unlike other elderly people, she understands the fundamentals of self-improvement. She gives you insightful feedback even though she doesn't offer much guidance when you ask for it. When I was having trouble concentrating on my academics last month, I went to her for help. She suggested that I study in small bursts of time and take a break every 30 minutes and advised me not to sit for a longer duration without breaks. Conclusion. Lastly, I would like to say that she is a wonderful lady who believes in smelling every essence of life. Also, she firmly feels that success is mostly based on high thinking and a simple lifestyle. Describe an interesting old person you have met, sample answer 2. Introduction. I know a lot of older adults, but in this case, I want to speak about my friend Mahira's grandfather. When I first met him around 6 months ago, I thought he was fascinating. Who is this person? Mr. Anurag Kashyap is his name, and he is in his mid-70s. Despite his short stature, he exudes handsomeness. He is incredibly fit and agile for his age. Mahira informs me that he never skips his morning and evening walks and is quite health conscious. He was a colonel in the Indian Army when he retired. How did you meet him? / how do you know him? I initially got to know Mahira when I went to her house to work on a project. He was using his laptop while seated on the balcony. What do you do with this person? Whenever I visit Mahira's house, I sit with him for a while and have some fun conversations. Why did you find this person interesting? The fact that someone his age was so at ease using a laptop intrigued me much. He was ordering some headphones from Amazon. He was operating a laptop like a pro, but most people of his age struggle to use even smartphones. After exchanging pleasant greetings, I struck up a conversation with him. I was astounded by his depth of knowledge. He also told me about his life journey as an RAS officer, which was quite interesting. I was amazed by listening to his inspiring stories. Conclusion. I now make it a point to sit with Mahira's grandfather for a while and learn something new whenever I visit his house. Describe an interesting old person you have met, sample answer 3. Introduction. I like to have conversations with senior persons to find out more about their experiences in life. Older people are a wealth of information and life experience. One can have a happy life and progress in their career by learning a plethora of lessons. Who is this person? And now, I want to talk about an old man I met a few months ago named Mr. Gopal Sharma. I find him to be a charming and sensible person. He is 62 years old. I'll give you a quick overview of him. How did you meet him? A little more than 2 months ago, my father's acquaintance took his wife on a winter vacation to India. He spent the Christmas season with us. He was a former police officer in Brazil. He used to invite my father to go with him to the ISKCON in Vrindavan once a day. Unfortunately, though, my father was not able to go with Uncle Gopal Sharma. My father then told me to go with him. After that, I made my way to that place. How do you know him? He lived in the same neighborhood as my father and was a good friend of his before relocating to Brazil. What do you do with this person? During our journey, I had the opportunity to sit with him and hear about his incredible accomplishments. These stories have inspired me to believe in real-life heroes who gave their all to ensure our safety and peace of mind at night. Why did you find this person interesting? His unshakable passion in his nation and its citizens inspired me. He prioritizes his nation before himself. Thus, this is an important lesson to take away. Conclusion. All things considered, Uncle Gopal Sharma is an intriguing figure who can instruct audiences of all ages with a never-ending stream of motivational events. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Follow-Up Questions. Question: Do you think old people and young people can share the same interests? Answer: I believe that old people and young people can share similar preferences and tastes. Age is just a number, and people of all ages can have similar likes and dislikes. For example, both old and young people can enjoy listening to music, watching movies, or traveling. Additionally, older people often have a wealth of knowledge and experience in various fields, which can be just as appealing to young people as it is to them. Question: What skills can old people teach the young? Answer: Over the course of their lives, older individuals have witnessed several changes. My grandfather has often told me tales of how hard his life was in the days before cars and horse-drawn carriages. He has also witnessed numerous technological developments. For instance, the radio was the first device to play music, then came gramophones, cassette players, CDs, and DVDs, and lastly, iPods and cell phones. The most crucial life qualities, like flexibility, adaptability, and receptivity to change, are transferable from the elderly to the younger generation. Question: What skills can the young teach the old? Answer: Children can educate senior citizens with a plethora of abilities. The usage of contemporary technology, however, is the most noticeable. Senior citizens undoubtedly possess a wealth of experience, yet utilizing technology can be a difficult challenge for them. By educating the elders on how to operate contemporary devices like laptops, printers, scanners, and cell phones, the younger generation may continue to serve the elderly without interruption. Question: Why should young people respect their elders? Answer: First and foremost, respect. Without it, children cannot understand the importance of moral values and other people. Adults bless us and take care of us in many different ways when we treat them with respect. Good manners are important for children to learn and are also essential for future success in the workplace.